Yes, sound that trumpet. The trumpet voluntary there with Stefan Bolak on the trumpet. We're heading to the theater next in the heart of the Kawarthas. Very, very exciting. They have a beautiful outdoor amphitheater that has become the cultural gem of the region, now heading on to its fourth full season. And I have the artistic director and co-founder of the Grove Theater on the line, Sean Cox. Welcome.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me on. It's great to talk with you today.
Absolutely. Well, four inspiring seasons that came out of the pandemic. Tell me, what's inspired the creation of this amazing venue?
Oh, yes. It's been a pretty incredible project. We've done a lot in a short amount of time. And the reason that the Grove Theater has grown so quickly is it's really because the support of the community up here and the people that love the Kawartha Lake area. And there's just it's a pretty fantastic, beautiful spot that people live and people vacation. And the community has really supported this project. And yeah, it came out of the pandemic when everything shut down. We were building the venue, our outdoor amphitheater.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Wow. So the magic was already planted. Now, outdoor venues have their own unique ambiance. There's nothing like theater under the open sky. So how has the community responded over these first four seasons?
Oh, they've been so supportive, and everybody's really loved it. I think it's really exceeded everybody's expectations.
Terrific.
The venue, yeah, not only the venue, because the venue sort of tucked away. It's really, you can't see it from the outside world. It is surrounded by a grove of cedars, and so you have to enter through this incredible pathway of trees, and you get to the top of this hill, and you turn the corner, and then all of a sudden, you're in the amphitheater, and it's just stunning. It's surrounded by nature, and we have, you know, incredible night skies, and between theater and live music, it's pretty astonishing to have performances like this outdoors. It's unique and magical, and at the top of the show, we're in natural light, so the audience and the artists are very much in the same space. And you know, halfway through the show, as the sun sets and you get that incredible, you know, light show.
Ah, just magical.
Yeah, then the theatrical lights take over, and it's really astonishing. But I think everybody's been blown away, I think, at the caliber of performances that we've been able to do. And that's because we're bringing in our company from all over the place, from all over Canada, our actors, our designers, our crew.
Well, I see a tribute to Canadian music legends that you have going on pretty much the whole summer, July 1st to August 30th. And then we're off to the Buddy Holly story. Talk about a legend there who inspired the Beatles and Rolling Stones. Elton John. Yeah, it's exhilarating and heartbreaking. Tell me what drew you to this particular show.
Oh, well, I'm such a big fan of Buddy Holly. And as you said, he inspired so many. I mean, the Beatles were called the Beatles because his band was the Crickets. And John Lennon was a huge fan. And so the Beatles is a play off of the Crickets. And so they were very much inspired by Buddy Holly. And not just his rock and roll sort of persona and that energy of performance. But the thing about Buddy is that he wrote his own music. All that music is his own original music that he put out into the universe, and like this very short yet explosive career that he had before his incredibly tragic and early end, for sure.
Well, it sounds like you're capturing that narrative. And your show features actor, musicians. Can you tell us about a standout moment you've seen so far in the rehearsals?
Oh, my Lord. It's been so exciting. We've got an incredible collection of artists that are actor, musician, and singers. And our band, especially our Buddy Holly, is just phenomenal. And we knew we needed somebody that was incredibly charming and talented and had that rock star persona. But they also needed to be an incredible singer and a guitarist to cover all of this music. And we found an amazing actor in Al Bratz, who came into auditions and played Johnny Be Good, and he, you know, he was playing behind his head, you know, backwards and on the floor. It was just incredibly impressive, and he's a rock star through and through.
Amazing. I mean, you just know when it clicks, right? Right from that just one strum of the guitar, you know, that's great.
You're like, that's the guy.
In fact, that's the guy, right?
Stay in the room. I'd rather you not leave. I just want to hang on to you. He's so likable.
Yeah,
just perfect for the part. Yeah,
right. So how is the show constructed? Because for some of our listeners who may not know, Buddy Holly, he passed away tragically in a plane crash, just 22 years of age.
Yes. I mean, he was really only kind of in, you know, he had achieved that rock star fame and was making records for only 2 years.
Incredible to inspire so many generations in such a short time.
So many, yes. And, you know, along with the Big Bopper and Richie Valens, we lost them all in this and this tragic accident, of course, known as The Day the Music Died, from the famous song.
Right, Don McLean. Yes, American Pie.
Yeah, right. But left such an imprint, I think, for generations to come. And I think that's one of the great things about the story, is that it is cross-generational. You know, it's the type of thing that grandparents can bring their grandkids to, and it's a rock and roll story. So it's really appealing to all ages.
Terrific. Well, in addition to Buddy, you've got a powerhouse of summer music comedies. Tell me about some of the other standouts you have, the rest of the lineup for your season.
Yeah, well, we've got three tribute concerts performed by the same acting company that's doing Buddy, and that is a tribute to Canadian music legends, which has been so much fun to work on. It's everything from Neil Young to the Bare Naked Ladies to Joni Mitchell to the Tragically Hip. A great big sea. I mean, a little bit of everything. And we've got tons of music, and it's just a great time to celebrate music from Canada.
I am speaking with the artistic director and co-founder of the Grove Theater out in the heart of the Kawarthas. Check it out on their website, grovetheater.ca. The 2025 season tickets are on sale now. You can see this exciting lineup of artists. My guest, Sean Cox, is also the director of Buddy, and that story is on starting July 3rd, running until August 31st. Get more information at grovetheater.ca. The box office number is up on the website as well, so you can get everything you need there. Anything else you want to share? Any challenges of running an outdoor theater?
You're at the mercy of the weather, so, you know, sometimes you get a beautiful sky, sometimes it's a little cloudy and cool, but it's been pretty magical to be surrounded by nature, and it's nice to be outdoors during the summer instead of boxed in inside theater.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I remember attending an outdoor theater once in Southern California, and it was right in the trail of the airspace. So, you know, when the planes came, the planes would always fly over, and the actors and the actresses would freeze, you know, right there. They would just pause for a second.
I think the air traffic got so extreme, they had to shut that one down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it has such charm. It's a magical experience, unforgettable. So kudos to you and your team. Wishing you a spectacular season.
Oh, thank you.
GroveTheater.ca. I'm speaking with the artistic director and co-founder, Sean Cox. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Here's a little Beatles tune. Michelle Lennon-McCartney with Milos on the guitar.